Like OMG. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Estelle. We've been best friends for 15 years, and we are nostalgic for all things early 2000s.
This is a show where we rewatch all of our favorite movies, TV shows, books, and music from growing up.
Because we literally can't move on. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Today is very special, very fun. We have a special guest.
Drum roll.
Hi.
This is our friend Megan.
Megan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here.
I am nervous.
Oh, but I'm also excited.
Yes. It's going to be so fun. I'm so happy.
A long time listener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A true fan.
First time caller. Yeah, I'm excited for this episode because it's one of my favorite things.
Yes, to get... I don't know. I feel like The Grinch is the perfect Christmas movie.
It is the perfect Christmas movie. It's so good.
I've loved it since the first time I saw it.
Do you remember the first time you saw it?
I don't remember the first time I saw it, but I saw it multiple times. One that sticks out is I was like visiting my grandparents and it was like kind of snowing. So they were like, oh, just don't go to school tomorrow. And we went to go see The Grinch. And I don't think it was my first time seeing it, but I was like, I don't know. I just specifically remember that.
Yeah.
That one.
Aw, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I don't remember seeing it for the first time.
I don't either. It was just sort of one of those movies that was always on like ABC Family. Like those channels just kind of playing a lot.
Freeform. Just kidding. Yeah. Back in my day, it was ABC Family.
Yep, same. But yeah, I remember it being on all the time, but I don't know. I just remember, like, I've always just known about it, but I don't remember my first time watching it or anything. So.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, if we want to get to know Megan
a little bit. Let's get to know
Megan.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Or nor.
Stop. I can't do that. I wish I could. I try. You tried to teach me.
Oh, no. So Megan's a little bit older than us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why I saw it in the movie theater.
Yeah. We were like in kindergarten.
Yeah, I was just thinking like, what year did this come out? Like trying to figure out where I was, but.
Yeah, it came out in 2000.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that was. How old was I in the year 2000? I'm going to do some math.
We were three?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Wow. I was 11.
That's weird.
I was 11, so
okay.
Yeah. I definitely remember it. Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa.
That's
it's
so
weird.
Crazy.
Like, I never feel that much older than you guys.
Yeah.
Until it's like on paper.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fun because you have like a whole other generation of movies and shows that you're more familiar with than we are, you know?
I know sometimes when I'm listening to the podcast, they'll be like, oh, this actor's in it. They did, like, one thing that one time. And I was like, oh, my God, they did this, and this, and that, and that. And it's like, but you don't know. Like, you wouldn't know that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's funny. It's like a fun.
No, I love that. It adds to it.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff you know that we don't know.
What is your, like, favorite childhood memory or, like, childhood movie, like, memory attached to a movie or anything?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys, I didn't prepare. You asked me to prepare.
Yes.
Movie memory. I loved The Lion King. I mean, who didn't, obviously? But I would play The Lion King. I would, like, get on the couch and pretend, like, the arm was, like, Pride Rock.
Oh, I would play Lion King, too.
Oh, my
like,
God,
look
that
around.
Is so cute. You played it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that.
I had little, like, Simba and Nala plushies, and me and Josie would go out into the backyard and just, like, pretend we were the movie.
That's so cute.
I also loved, God, Oliver and Company, which is a good movie, but I remember being on the playground and like me and the kids in my class would like play it, like be like, I'll be Oliver, I'll be Dodger, and then we'll just like be, I mean, we, I don't think we would do anything specific, we would just like
just play.
But I was a character, you know, we were all characters from the movie, and I just like, that's so weird.
So cute. I've never seen that.
What?
I've never seen it.
Oh, wow.
Oliver and Company.
Yes.
I don't know, it doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Okay.
Rachel. Ooh.
Oops.
I mean, I would, it's definitely.
Like, it's like a B-side Disney movie.
Yeah, like a, I don't know if I'd call it a deep cut, but it definitely wasn't mainstream. It was like, it was,
kind of got under the radar. In the, like, what was it, late 90s?
Maybe.
That were coming out?
Maybe.
Early 2000s?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Billy Joel was the voice of Dodger.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Whoa. At least the singing voice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know about not like just speaking roles, but I think so.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I'm pretty sure. Oh gosh, no, I'm embarrassed if I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure. I think a couple episodes ago we were talking about. I mentioned Mean Girls, and I said it came out in 2006, and then afterwards I was like, it came out in 2004. I probably sound like so stupid.
No,
you're just like two years. Whoever listened was probably like, wow, it came out in 2004.
Actually, Mean Girls came out in 2004.
Okay.
No, I didn't even. I believed it. I don't
Can
remember.
You imagine if someone was really like listening, we're like, oh my god, like, I did like, not fact check.
Message us on Instagram, be like,
you fake fan.
I don't remember you saying that, and I don't. So I don't remember like pausing. I just I don't remember that at all. So I think it's okay.
2004,
you just called yourself out,
thing.
But
I know,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay. It was bothering me. Yeah. I needed to come out and say that.
Other memory. Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of Disney, obviously.
What about TV show? I feel like I've heard, I know you love Boy Meets World. Right?
I do love
Boy
Meets World.
Since childhood, or when did it start?
It came out, I think, like 94.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 93, 94.
On Fridays, they had TGIF, and they would show like specific show, like Boy Meets World had a slot. I remember there was a show called Teen Angel about this guy who ate like a moldy sandwich under his bed, and then he turned to an angel. anyway, they had like TGIF. I don't know if I watched it when it was on TGIF, but I definitely, when it was rerunning on Disney, it would play like before school, and I'd like watch it before the bus came, like early in the morning. Mm. Love Boy Meets World. Loved Home Improvement. Yeah, like, it's just, like, I loved Home Improvement. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah. Gosh, my age. I feel so old.
Yeah, don't feel old. I watched Home Improvement, too.
Yeah, I did, too.
Okay. Nick at Night.
That would come on, like, super late
with, like,
at night.
Like, George Lopez.
Yes.
That era. I loved that era.
I always felt, like, cooler because it felt like an older show. Like, I was like, oh, I'm too young to be watching this. Mm-hmm. Like, George Lopez and
me
Home
too.
Improvement.
That was me. I would watch Nick at Night. I would watch, like, Gilligan's Island, though. Mm. So
I don't know what that is.
I know. It's okay. It's okay. It's a lot older.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyways. But just a...
Yeah.
The Full House, Home Improvement, any show like that.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Who was, like, your, like, childhood celebrity crush?
JTT. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. I mean, Titanic changed my life, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad took me to go see it. I think I was in the third grade. It was in theaters. I was in the third grade because I, like, got a good report card or something.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
I was probably too young. I mean, it was definitely the first time I saw, like, a naked lady on TV.
Yeah.
And then it was in theaters for what seemed like 5 years, and we would just always go see it.
Wow.
Like, what do you want to do? Like,
let's
just go see
Titanic.
I mean,
do you know what year Titanic came out, Rachel?
No.
1997.
No!
You weren't alive.
Maybe I was in my mom's stomach.
Yeah. Maybe she went and saw it in theaters.
God.
Yeah, so that was, anyways, yeah, Leo, JTT.
Mm-hmm. Is that Justin Timberlake? Is that what that is?
Oh, no, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So Home Improvement, he was Randy on Home Improvement, the voice of Simba, young Simba. He was in the movie.
I feel like I know which one of the boys from Home Improvement you're talking about.
Right.
I think, or I no, feel like really. I could pick, because I feel like I remember crushing on him too when I'd watch it at Nick at Night.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Wild America. Did y'all ever watch that?
Wild America?
Dang it. What's that? Big ones, I'll Be Home for Christmas with Jessica Biel.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
She's gonna leave this being like, who am I? Like, I'm so isolated.
It's okay.
No.
I'll show you a picture of him later, but it's okay.
But he was like a big thing. Like, okay. Didn't so Danielle, who played Topanga, mm-hmm. on Boy Meets World, she dated him, right?
Yes.
Oh my god.
She was, they were on the same lot because it was like the Disney lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they would like the Boy Meets World kids and like the Home Improvement kids would do like school together. Mm-hmm. They talk about it on their podcast.
Okay. Oh, that's really
it was like
cute.
He was like her first boyfriend.
Oh, I know, that's so cute.
It's very cute.
Have any more questions, or should we jump into The Grinch?
I'm okay if there's no more questions. I don't like talking about any other.
You got it. We can jump into The Grinch.
I like talking about The Grinch.
Okay. So, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which I forgot that that was the name. I just thought mm-hmm. it was The Grinch.
Yeah, right?
And I was like, oh, that's really long.
Can you imagine saying that every yeah, time you're like, going to watch it?
Oh, we're hey, going to go watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas. No. It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And it's right. just like, oh. And Willy then like Wonka. There's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Like, they're the same.
They're the same.
It's no. fine. Mm-mm. It came out November 17th, 2000. And it's based on the 1957 Dr. Seuss children's book of the same name. And it was the first Dr. Seuss book to be adapted into a full-length feature film. Which I didn't know that.
Wow, I did not know that. That's surprising to me.
I
don't
think I knew that. I mean, I've seen the cartoon Grinch, mm-hmm. but that's not a full yeah. length. Yeah,
it's like a TV movie. Yeah. Really.
Okay.
That's very good.
It's directed by Ron Howard, which like that sounded really familiar to me. And he was a child actor. He was in the Andy Griffith Show. Did you ever watch that, Rachel?
I didn't watch it.
That was
it,
like my dad was really into that, so we would watch it.
Yeah, it sounds like something my mom watched.
I was wondering if you would say stuff about Ron Howard. Yeah. I know who Ron Howard is, and I was wondering
I was like, how deep you go. His name sounds so familiar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was in Music Man, Happy Days, and then like a bunch of other stuff. And then he started directing. He directed The Da Vinci Code, and then Solo, the Star Wars movie.
That he's was, directed like, so like he's,
yeah there's a bunch
like,
of stuff.
He's done a lot of like big
wow,
movies yeah
okay
yeah
and then it was produced by Brian Glazer, who is like Ron Howard's partner, like they're kind of like a duo. Mm-hmm. And they started Imagineer Entertainment, which is like the production company that put on The Grinch. Mm-hmm. But they've done like a lot of movies.
Okay.
And cool. like they like Arrested Development was them.
He's really
the, Ron Howard is the narrator of Arrested Development.
Wow.
Previously on Arrested Development. That's anything narrated is Ron Howard's voice. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, this, yeah, it definitely seemed like a big name. I was like, oh, that's mm-hmm. that's someone I should know.
And wow. His daughter is Bryce Dallas Howard, the actress.
Oh, yeah.
Red hair.
Yes.
She's in The Help.
Yes. Okay.
Jurassic
okay.
World movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's been on right. yeah. a lot more, but that's what
the
comes.
That's
that the thing
know,
that comes
yeah.
to mind. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That's cool.
And then the script was written by Jeffrey Price and Peter S. Seaman, which they wrote Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which I thought was funny.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah.
that.
I was
oh,
like,
man.
No wonder the script is kind of, I feel like,
wacky.
Same with, yeah, wacky. Mm-hmm. Same with Cat in the Hat, how like,
yeah.
There's some like jokes that like, are like,
Yeah, it's like a little offbeat.
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
They wrote that too, Cat in the Hat? Or you're just comparing it to Cat
comparing
in the Hat?
Comparing it to
okay.
Cat in the Hat.
Okay, I haven't yeah. seen Cat in the Hat.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
What?
The Mike Myers
that.
One? I haven't
yeah.
seen that.
Huh. Megan.
I know.
All right.
I was just watching The Grinch.
Yeah,
over and over again.
You're watching How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Not to confuse the listeners.
It's starring Jim Carrey as The Grinch, Taylor Momsen as Cindy Lou Who, which... She was
gossip
then a
girl.
Gossip Girl, so which is really funny. And now she has like a music career.
Yeah, I saw her once. Like
what?
Really?
Her
like
band,
in concert?
Yeah. Her I didn't really seek it out, but no offense. her band was Warp Tour one time. I don't remember where I was, what city,
what
year.
What's her band called?
The Pretty Reckless.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember when or where mm-hmm. I was because I traveled a lot, but I remember just like, oh, like she's in How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gossip Girl, like, let's just go like see
yeah.
her and uh-huh. just to kind of say like, oh, I saw her.
Right.
And so we did.
Wow,
I don't remember.
So cool.
I don't remember like the music
yeah.
or anything, mm-hmm. but.
Oh, that's cool.
I was just like, okay.
That is so cool.
Oh, Cindy yeah. Lou Who, hello.
Hello.
Jenny from Gossip Girl.
I know.
And then other names like Jeffrey Tambor, Christine Baranski, Bill Irwin, and Molly Shannon. And then a couple of those people have been on like SNL and like
mm-hmm.
they're more like
Molly.
Comedians. And
mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
mm-hmm.
it fits really well for this movie. The budget was $123 million, and it made $345 million worldwide, and it, making it the sixth highest grossing film of 2000. And it was the second highest grossing holiday film of all time behind Home Alone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
So Home Alone is number one, and then Grinch was number two. But then in 2018, it was surpassed by the 2018 cartoon Grinch movie that came out.
Really?
So then that, like, beat both of those.
What? Wow.
Which, like, I didn't even see that one.
I didn't see it. I didn't even hear anything about it.
I watched it, but it was, like, already on, like, HBO Max or something, whatever platform it was on. I am shocked by that.
Yeah. That's so shocking.
I'm, like, I was, like, whoa. What?
That's crazy.
Because it was, like, oh, and then it was passed by, the, like, literally the same movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a remake
That's
of it.
That's weird. Yeah. That's trippy.
I don't remember. Like, I mean, it was...
Who's
I,
the voice of the Grinch in the new one?
Benedict Cumberbatch, which is great. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it won the Academy Award for Best Makeup and was nominated for Best Art Direction and Costume Design that year.
Fair enough.
That makes sense.
That totally tracks.
It's like, oh, yeah, of course.
I know that makeup process was intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can talk about that because... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't Jim Carrey, did a documentary come out about him? Or, like, something came out about how, like,
I think it
he's
was,
gone through some, like, dark things.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about the process for that makeup and the suit and everything. And it was, like, so the Grinch suit is just yak hair dyed green and then sewed onto a spandex suit. And then they said the application of the makeup took 2.5 hours. And that the makeup artist, her name's Kazuhiro. And then she said that Jim Carrey would, like, kick holes in her wall of the trailer because he was, like, tired of it, just, like, sitting there with the makeup, and it was really uncomfortable. And they said, like, when he had the makeup and the costume on, he was, really mean to everyone. And then at the beginning of the production, they, like, stopped because... they weren't gonna finish it because of how he was acting, and then the makeup artist quit.
She's
like, I'm not gonna do this and be, like, treated this way. And so, like, after 2 weeks, they said they only finished, like, 3 days worth of shooting on the schedule because he would just disappear and then come back with, like, all the makeup and the costume, like, ripped off of him. And so they were like, we couldn't do anything. So then, like, production was just kind of paused. And then they said the director and producer, like, had a discussion with him and was like, this makeup artist is, like, a big deal to have, and, like, she's putting hard work in this. So then they got her back, and then he agreed to, like, I guess not be an asshole. And so makeup artist came back, and then I guess he, like, tried not to rage every time he had the makeup on. They said the kid that plays the baby Grinch, was his name is Josh Ryan Evans. He wore the same makeup and the same bodysuit that Jim Carrey had on, and, like, he was calm. Like,
yeah.
And then most of the, like, other actors wore, like, fake noses.
They all had the
teeth and like ears and wigs and everything. So I'm sure it was, like,
everyone was
a lot and, like, everyone was uncomfortable. Yeah, but I feel like I saw that somewhere, because I feel like a while ago it came out how he was maybe gonna be, like, done with acting. But then he did the Sonic movie, and then I guess things are fine.
He went, I don't know the details, so I hate to, like, speak about it, but I remember he was in Kick-Ass 2, and I think it was the first thing he had been in a while. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with those movies, but they're like,
I remember
they're like vigilante superheroes.
I wasn't allowed to because
they're just like normal people who like try to be superheroes. But obviously it's very violent. He was in that movie, and then when it was, like, being promoted, he, like, came out and was, I think he said, like, he regretted doing it, like, it's too much violence, like, gun violence, yada yada yada, which is fine. But it was kind of weird to, like, promote. Like, the other people were like, cozy our movie. And he was like, no, it's bad. I don't know. I wish I researched a little bit more, but I believe he, to finish the movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, he, like, trained with, like, a Navy SEAL or something to, like, try
calm down.
To, like, help his, I mean, you would feel like, I guess, like, what, like claustrophobic, yeah, kind of being like
compartmentalize
that
it
to try to like, yeah, take you out of it. I don't know if it was a Navy SEAL or not, but it was like somebody
interesting
to like get through,
yeah,
it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I had, yeah, heard that it was really hard, like, mm-hmm, the makeup and everything, mm-hmm, and that the contact lenses were a big problem because it, like, yeah, made his eyes get all infected, ugh, and stuff. And but I didn't know the extent of it. That's,
yeah,
oof.
Well, I'm glad the makeup artist was like, I'm not going to do this,
no,
if
that's
he's acting
great,
that way.
Of, yeah, course, because it's, like, not her fault. Like, yeah, like, know?
Yeah, she's being paid to put this on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always, like, I don't know. You never know, like, what's happening, but it always is very disheartening because, like, I loved Jim Carrey growing up. He was, like, my favorite.
I was just about to ask you guys, like, mm-hmm, how familiar were you with him?
Oh, yeah, I loved him. I, like, okay. Ace Ventura, okay, Liar, yes, Liar, yes, Bruce, yes, Almighty, okay, like, The Mask, all those, yeah, movies.
Okay, cool, because I wasn't sure. Yeah.
They were, like, my childhood. Dumb and, mm-hmm, Dumber, you know?
Yep.
So it is definitely weird to, like, grow up and realize, mm-hmm, like, probably, like, not, you know,
the nicest.
Not the nicest. Like, but who, I don't know, you know, mm-hmm, obviously I don't know, but hearing that is very disheartening, you know?
Yeah. I'm
like, oh, it sucks.
I feel like there was, like, a thing, like, I don't know if it was a documentary or something, but I remember clips coming out, and it was, like, him sitting in an interview chair kind of talking about
quitting.
Yeah. And I think he is probably in a much better place now, yes, and kind of looking back and,
right, I'm
like,
sure,
reflecting on how he acted,
because, mm-hmm, he's had a lot of mental health struggles.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, a documentary came out. So he was in this movie where he played this comedian Andy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's what it was.
And, yeah, there was this documentary that came out about, I guess, like, the making of it, mm-hmm, and, like, his whole process. He got really deep into the process.
Yeah.
I,
yeah,
think. Again, I don't know the details, so I don't like to, mm-hmm, want to speak about it, but that's probably what you're talking,
yeah,
about, maybe.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I saw parts of that, too. It's just, mm-hmm, you know, making everybody else on set very, mm-hmm, unhappy, very, mm-hmm, unpleasant experience because of the way he was choosing to go about being that character. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that cool.
Yeah, it's hard to hear stuff like that, but then it's like, why do I care?
Of course.
But
of
no,
course,
like, you should, like, treat people, yeah, you know, with kindness.
You
but
should treat people with kindness.
Yeah, but it's just like,
oh, it's such a bummer to hear.
In
it.
Too deep.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Put,
yeah,
so much stock in these people.
I know, exactly. When you grow up watching the movies, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, Eternal Sunshine is still probably one of my top favorite movies ever, yeah, and so it's hard to think of it.
I love The Truman Show.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, movie, weird that I was watching a lot of his movies so young, because I feel like they weren't, I mean, there was The Grinch, but
they're, like,
I remember
raunchy,
my grandma,
like,
wouldn't let me watch Bruce Almighty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I was at her house, like, mm-hmm, she wouldn't let us watch it.
Really?
Because, huh, I think it, because I had to, like, deal with God and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so then, okay, it was, like, we weren't, yeah, allowed to watch Harry that. Potter at her house either, so
I, yeah, mean, that tracks. That makes sense.
I can relate.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, an interesting thing about, like, Dr. Seuss and, like, his rights for the books and everything, because he died in 1991. And then, I guess, like, of course, his widow, his wife, Audrey Geisel, like, everything went, like, to her, so it was up to her. And so she agreed that, like, merchandising deals, clothing lines, accessories, CDs, like that would be okay, but first that suitors ultimately had to be, like, they had to offer, like, money first if they wanted to, like, use, like, their name or products or anything. So then when they, like, auctioned the film rights, like, if someone wanted to make a film of it, they had to pay $5 million for the material and then hand over 4% of the box office money and then 50% of any merchandising revenue and, like, music related material. And then 70% of the income from, like, book tie-ins, if there are, from, like, from said movies, if they were, like, were to make anything, which, like, I mean, it's Dr. Seuss's, like, name and, like,
yeah,
story, so,
yeah,
like, I guess it makes sense.
So, yeah.
And then she said, any actor submitted for The Grinch must be comparable of a comparable stature to Jack Nicholson, Jim Carrey, Robin Williams, and Dustin Hoffman. Like, that's who she, like, pictured,
wow,
as the,
wow,
Grinch. I mean, they got Jim Carrey, so.
Right.
He,
yeah.
Because you said he died in 91.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And they're like, additionally, the estate would not consider a director or writer who had not earned at least $1 million on a previous picture.
Oh my god, that's so high
like, unless we know it's gonna be like good, then we're not gonna like let you have our
stuff. That's cool though. Stuff. Like she had like that's amazing.
And she got what she wanted.
Yeah, I mean, now there's two Grinch movies that are the highest holiday movies of all time.
Right. Totally.
Oh my gosh. Well,
dang.
And Robin Williams, that would have been cool.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm Jim Carrey was great, but like I like that's fun to think about.
That would have been fun to think about. Yeah.
Even like Jack Nicholson, I can see that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they're all kind of the same.
He even has kind of like the smile.
The eyebrows?
Mm-hmm. Like. Yeah, and the eyebrows. Yeah. So just like expressive.
Yeah.
All right. Dang. Are we ready to get Christmassy?
I'm ready to get Christmassy.
Yes,
let's
ready.
Do it. Awesome. We'll be back with our thoughts. We're back.
Oh my gosh.
So much energy just from such silence.
Woo. Are we in the Christmas spirit now?
I feel it. I'm in it.
I wasn't before. I think I'm a little bit more now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Grinch.
This was
I love it.
It was so good. So good. Right from the beginning, just the set in general. Mm-hmm. I mean.
It's amazing.
How did they do this? How did they make this movie?
I don't know.
Yeah. I want to be a Who.
Like, right?
I want to live in that town.
And it's all inside a snowflake. Like the one
on
your sleeve.
I love that it starts all on a snowflake.
Oh my god. Yeah. I was like, is it like a parallel to Horton Hears a Who?
Yes.
Yeah, those are Who's too.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
They live in a speck.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I recently watched Horton Hears a Who, so I forgot about that.
Gosh. But I love Horton Hears a Who. Also so Jim Carrey.
Also Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. He's Horton. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Is the Lorax also on? I don't know if it starts out like where they're on a little thing.
Maybe.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Because the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's all about the trees.
Dang. Dang.
Dr. Seuss is
great. Dr. Seuss. Great. Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie's so good.
Cindy is so cute.
Oh my god. She is so cute.
Precious.
Absolutely adorable.
She was 7 years old.
Seven?
I know.
Oh,
she's
wow.
She's so small.
She is so small.
She's so cute. Her little voice. Oh my god. Her speaking voice, just
Not
to mention her singing voice.
Oh, she's so cute.
I know.
Yeah, we start out on a snowflake and we zoom in
to Whoville.
Whoville.
Yeah, the narrator. Sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hopkins.
Tell me who that is.
He's an actor.
I know.
Silence of the Lambs. He's Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
I mean, he's been in so many other things,
but
that's probably.
Okay. I was actually going to ask if you knew.
I'm pretty sure.
The narrator was great.
I didn't look it up, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I love that. I love that they narrate like the story that Dr. Seuss wrote. Like, I love that.
Is that exact?
I don't know either.
I would say if it like. Isn't it's probably very close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like to think it's the exact same.
It's so
same.
Good. It just makes it so charming. Like I just and they do that in Cat in the Hat too.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys like read Dr. Seuss a lot as kids? Like do you remember
I did,
that?
Yeah.
I feel like there was like I feel like everyone had
of course,
you know, those main ones, but not really.
Yeah.
There was one, this is off topic, but I don't remember the book. If I saw it, I think I would know it. I had troubles with my B's and lowercase B's and D's. Mm-hmm. I'd always do them backwards. Mm-hmm. But one time I was reading this Dr. Seuss book and the word bread. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it starts with a B and it ends with a D. And it's like the bread of the
like
word. Ever since then, I didn't get it mixed up.
So wow.
Thanks, Dr. Seuss.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
But we open on, it is like Christmas shopping craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Like mayhem is going on.
Mm-hmm. And one of you guys was like, this is like work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It triggered me.
Yes.
It's so funny.
And like the height of summer, people just throw money at you.
Except people wouldn't be as nice as the Who's in Whoville.
Oh,
like, thank you, Merry Christmas. Like, you know. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I don't want to say what people would say to us.
Yeah.
Not family
Lots
friendly.
Of verbal abuse.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. And like the set, immediately off the bat, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And
the
then
props, the clothes,
clothes,
the makeup.
The way it's filmed. Just
I
the way
sets,
it's
costumes,
filmed.
Makeup, hair, exclamation point. It's amazing. No wonder they won the Oscar for that.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
It's so good. At one point it wrote down, I was like, how long did this take? Like, I feel like this must have taken so long to make.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad it won that award because I just feel like movies need to call more attention to those aspects. Mm-hmm. Like, so much work goes into it. Yeah. And I feel like most of the time it's like, wow, the actor, right. Which is great, but mm-hmm. like, it wouldn't be there if it wasn't for exactly. all the behind the scenes people.
Totally. Yeah. Especially in something like this, it is just like, they created an entire world. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God. Amazing.
So the narrator kind of tells us, like, okay, this is Whoville. This is the Whos. Mm-hmm. They love Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy.
Yep.
And then they're like, okay, so then there's this Grinch who mm-hmm. lives north of Whoville.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yep. What is the mountain called?
Crumpet.
Crumpet.
Crumpet. That's so cute. I love, we could just, you're gonna know all, everything.
I know Megan can walk exactly. us through the story because
we'll be like, what happened next? And she'll be like, ew, I can tell you.
Oh boy.
Although there were a couple scenes that weren't in it that I remembered, and I don't know if it's like a special edition or like an extended version that I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, there were two. One was the lighting ceremony, like with Martha and Betty. They like have that part where the lights go on. Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, because
for their houses,
yeah, the competition.
Because there's like a contest. Yeah.
And Betty wins, but the mayor opens the envelope and it says Betty, and he says Martha. Do you remember that? Like, have you seen that?
No, I don't think so.
I believe you though. Like, yeah. It might be like a.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I've
seen that. Deleted scene or something.
It must be a deleted scene. And then there was another one too that I was like, when is that happening? Oh, when he's exchanging the gifts at the.
In the mail.
Yeah. And there's a part where he doesn't have a gift and he like panics because he forgot to bring one. So then he like takes the watch off the mayor and pretends it's. He brought it.
Whoa.
I don't know. Mm. I must have seen some weird extended version.
Like, when they give.
Him the Grinch, razor.
The razor. Oh.
Yeah, that's how that part, like, ends. But
because it's like a big part. Gift exchange.
Yeah, a big gift exchange.
Oh. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Interesting.
If Megan hasn't seen it, maybe I made it up.
No, yes, I don't think you made it up. I don't think you made it up.
It's weird. But yeah, we see these, like, teenagers climbing up the mountain towards the Grinch. And they're just being teenagers, being like, I dare you, you know, you're not scared of the Grinch, are you? Whatever, whatever. And this is the first time we see the Grinch, right? Mm-hmm. This part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he scares the teenagers off the mountain and they're like traumatized and they run down and he comes out and, and it's, he's just the grumpiest.
I love his introduction.
Oh, like you see his fingers and I hate it.
Really?
I hate the fingers. They gross me out so much.
I love them too. It just so fun. I feel like it adds so much to like his. He's such a physical like actor. I feel like it adds so much.
Yes,
because of the long hair.
It's just like something for him to play with. It's so good. Yeah.
And we see Max the dog.
Yes.
Oh, I put Max at the heart.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
I love that it's a real dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When they CGI stuff, it just kind of takes me out of it a bit.
And I was thinking that about so much of the movie. Like, they could have easily CGI'd so many aspects.
There's really, like, is there any CGI?
Exactly. It feels like everything's a set. Everything's makeup, you know?
I feel like the slide, when they're, like, sliding down the trash chute, and then, like, on the sleigh.
Yeah. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, it all looked very practical.
Yeah. Just,
it looked so good. It looked so good.
So good. Yeah.
We're also seeing that, like, through the shopping craziness, Cindy isn't really, like, is this the meaning of Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, are we sure, like, this is, like, this isn't really that fun.
Yeah.
We meet the mayor. And that's when the boys come running down the mountain and they're like, we saw the Grinch. And then the mayor's like, what the fuck did you say?
Everyone, like the whole town stops. It's like, even the music playing in the town has like a record scratch. It's, like, it's so good. Everyone's like, what did you say?
Yeah. He who must not
be named. He's like Voldemort.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think from there, like, the Grinch has decided that he's going to go down into the town and like mess with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he has like a cloak on. He literally is Voldemort.
He's Voldemort.
A cloak on, like, going through the town.
And I feel like it's clearly not the first time he's done this.
Oh yeah.
He's just like, does it for fun.
Just messing with people.
Just to mess with people. He's just doing also, I love that he just does the most like mundane pranks. Like, it is just so like, he just puts like fake mail in mailboxes.
Right.
Like, that is like the worst
prank,
thing.
A prank call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A prank call. Exactly.
And he's like, I'm so evil.
Yeah. I love that.
And then, yeah, then we go into the mail room, mm-hmm. and he's, like, switching the mail.
Yeah.
And that's where Cindy's dad works, mm-hmm. at the mail. And so he asks her to go help. Mm-hmm. So then she goes back there.
Right, right. And he's switching mail. He's like, jury duty, jury duty, jury duty. He's
giving everybody jury duty.
Like, it's so good.
Eviction notice.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah, but Cindy Lou Who walks in. And he's like on the ceiling, like Spider-Man. Like, he's like stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah. And holding Max.
Holding Max, exactly. He jumps down and, like, scares her. So she falls into the pit where all the presents are going.
We get the is sword that or... when we get the classic line where she's like, you're the
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. Grinch.
Oh, so good.
It's like iconic lines.
Iconic. So good.
But yeah, she falls into the mail sorter.
Mail sorter, that's the word.
And Max is kind of like his, like, conscience. Because he just wants to leave her there. Yeah. But Max is like, that. No. Like, the whole movie,
you're he's right.
like, yeah.
Like, maybe like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like his last piece of him that's like, mm-hmm. moral and humanity. Like, yeah.
Aww. Aww.
That's so cute. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, so Max is like, we shouldn't leave him. I mean, he doesn't talk, but that's right. what he said. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. The Grinch understands him.
The Grinch understands yeah. him. So he pulls Cindy out, and she's like, thank you for saving me. And he's like, oh, I did not. What did you say? Like, I did
Rondo.
Not. No. Oh, no. I did not save you. And that's kind of when Cindy's like, I don't think the Grinch is actually that bad. Like, he mm-hmm. saved me. I think that there's something to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it kind of goes along with what you said. Like, his like, pranks are very mm-hmm. juvenile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like he's not actually mean. Yeah. He's just really, like, grumpy and yeah. angsty. Like, yeah. he's not. Yeah.
And then we go home and we meet the mom, mm-hmm. and she wants the most spectacular lights mm-hmm. on her house in Whoville. Mm-hmm. And she says, Martha May next door wins every year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's winning this year.
Oh, yeah. I laughed out loud at that part where then Martha shows up for the first time. She's like, Betty, hi. It was giving the Jennifer Coolidge, like, hi. Yeah. Like, that's what it sounded like.
Such a good impression. Such a good impression.
Oh, this is so good.
Gosh, I think Martha's character is so good.
It's oh, so yeah. funny. I love it. Yes.
And it's like, even in the flashbacks, like when she was a kid, like mm-hmm. she's like remained the same.
Yes.
Yeah, kind uh-huh. of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always loved, she holds up that, I don't know, chandelier.
Yeah.
It's handcrafted and almost 100 years old.
But this is new. Yeah. The fanciest light putter-upper ever to be made. Like,
that looked amazing. It like, looked how did amazing. They do yeah. that?
How did they do that?
I don't know.
Like, in my head, I'm like, that's not CGI.
Right, like, exactly.
It looks so it doesn't good. Look I don't know like, how they did that.
For 2000. Right. The year 2000.
I don't understand. Like, that's insane.
We've watched other movies from this mm-hmm. year, and
they do bad. Not look like that. They don't. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, then we get, where are you, princess?
Oh my God, yeah. So cute.
Oh God,
the song is very deep.
Yeah,
it is deep.
Yeah,
the whole movie's kind of deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is the meaning of the Christmas holidays?
Her music career started so young.
I mean, honestly, yeah. God, her little voice. That's just heartbreaking. It's adorable, so cute.
Yeah.
And then we're like in the Grinch's house and he's just like vibing. I love
this. I feel like this entire like
sequence
is just Jim Carrey improvising.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, it's just him.
Oh my God.
They're like, just do whatever you want.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know like yeah. what was scripted and what was said.
I feel like it's all just like,
I know. I love how physical he is when he's acting. He's just
amazing.
Like, that's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. And it also looks so exhausting. Like, I don't know how. I mean, he's just jumping and moving yeah. and falling and like,
and then I'm sure that suit probably weighed. Oh,
I was about
as well.
To say, especially yeah. knowing like how difficult yeah. like mm-hmm. physically and mentally, like
yeah.
it was like the toll was on him.
It did not
to
affect
give
his
that
acting.
Performance yeah. is amazing.
I yeah. know.
It was great.
Truly, truly.
It was great.
Yeah, he looks at his heart through like an x-ray thing. And he's like, down a size and a half, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so good. And then he's eating glass. And that heart is so
excellent
good.
Year.
Excellent like, year. Am I just eating because I'm bored?
Yes, is always the answer.
Love it. Oh, it's so good.
I thought it was interesting. The part where he's like, echoing. Mm-hmm. Mm. The echo sounded like Jim Carrey.
It did.
It didn't sound like his,
like the Grinch.
His Grinch.
Yeah.
It sounded like Jim Carrey. Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, what's I see up that. With that?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What does that mean?
Maybe there's like hidden meaning to that.
Right.
Mm. Maybe. Mm.
Even the teeth.
Yeah. Oh, I noticed
the teeth. How are you? Like, how?
How?
You have, like, fake teeth in your mouth, like...
Fake nose, fake eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it is just...
Yeah, the contacts were...
It was hard to look at. Mm-hmm. It was hard, like, it was...
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah,
it hurt me to look at it.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And then we get into, like, the Grinch's backstory.
Yeah.
Cindy's doing some digging.
She's doing some digging.
He's nice.
He's not that bad.
Yeah.
Let me figure out what's happening, what happened in his childhood. So he starts interviewing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
She starts interviewing everyone. She interviews his, like, parents.
Mm-hmm.
Adopted. Or, I mean, I guess it's, like, that's how babies are born, like, in the movie.
So did they say he showed up on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I think Eve. They were having
a party.
It seemed to be a very adult party. Do y'all know what, like, swingers parties
like
are?
Yeah, like an orgy thing.
Is that what was going on?
So, the idea is you put your keys in a bowl, and then, like, usually the women will, like, fish out a key, and that's who you go home with.
I thought it was, like, no one's drinking and driving, so let's just
all
three.
It could be that. So I might be thinking too much into it.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it definitely
No, I think it was, like, an innuendo, because also everyone in there was, like, all over each other.
Right.
It just seemed very suggestive.
And then I read about how, like, there were some jokes in the script that Dr. Seuss's wife, like, did not approve because mm-hmm. she had control over that as well. Like, she read the script
that
and everything.
So cool.
For her. Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that's not going to work, and that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she let them slide with some, like,
some adult jokes. But it's still family friendly.
Yeah.
Because that first, when they're talking about how the Pumpercellas, I love the made up, like, who words they have.
Yeah.
Come down, and that first one, the guy opens the door, and he's like, the baby's here. Yeah. It looks just like your boss.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're like, oh, no.
So funny. The
so from that jump. Joke to, like, what looked like a swingers party,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of, like, where my mind went.
So his birthday
know.
Is Christmas Eve.
I guess so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
I would hate it, too, if everyone was mean to me on my birthday.
Yeah, truly.
Oh, my gosh. Estelle, I've never thought about that.
Oh, that kind of makes me sad.
That is but so also, sad. Like, all the babies were, like, flying together, and he, like, bumps into another baby. So is it just, like,
he, like, knocks.
Babies are brought on
Christmas
Eve?
They were saying,
Eve?
Like, that particular night, like, it was, like, super windy and, like,
so
brought him in.
Out.
So maybe he was, like,
headed
somewhere else.
Yeah, I always thought he bumped the baby that was meant for that house out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, like, came from...
Yeah, wherever.
I mean, he's not a who,
right?
Like, he's...
He definitely looks different than everyone.
He's the Grinch.
Yeah, like, he's not, like...
Yeah.
He's came from...
Yeah, there's some, like, Grinchville somewhere.
Yeah, like, he came from somewhere else.
So then we see the baby Grinch, and he's ugly.
Oh, yeah. I wrote, baby Grinch is so scary.
He is so scary. He's so scary.
He looks like a gremlin.
He does look like a gremlin.
And, like, how he just bites the head off of Santa on this, like, glass plate.
Yeah, he's creepy. And then we've got him in school.
Oh,
so sad. Yeah. Just being bullied by the mayor. I mean, by everyone. The teacher, too.
What
kind of a teacher are you?
Yeah. So we see, like, the teacher's like, okay, we're going to bring a special gift for someone special. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever, whatever. And he's like, okay, like, I don't fucking care.
I love how he's like an adult as a kid. I love that. He's just like, oh, God.
And then we go over and, like, while she's interviewing people, these, like, clips are playing. So we have the mayor being like, yeah, like, Martha was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She didn't like him. But then we see Martha as a student looking over at the Grinch.
Oh, 100%. And she's like, I love the colors of Christmas. The green. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute.
One of my favorite things about the flashback scenes, and I know I love it so much, is Martha's hair. It says ABC. It's braided.
I noticed that hers was way more extra than
it's
everyone's
like
else.
Braided, and it says ABC. Like, is there at school?
Gosh.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
I would be that extra.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Wow.
And yeah, the mayor's like, you're 8 years old and you have a beard.
That's
and just
weird.
Like picking on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he starts flirting with Martha a little bit. And he's like, I'm going to make her a special gift.
Mm-hmm. And he like goes home and makes something for her, like an angel tree chopper.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
And so like creative.
So creative. He's like, oh, a family heirloom. And he like smashes it with a hammer to use the jewels. But also that night, he's like thinking about what the mayor had said to him. How he has a beard and it's weird, so he decides to shave, but he doesn't know what he's doing because he's just a baby.
Yeah.
So he like messes up his whole face
and puts a bag on his head.
He comes to school the next day and he's got a bag on his head, and he's like, I'm gonna give my gift to Martha, and the teacher's like, take the bag off, and he's like, no. No,
I'd rather not.
I'd rather not. And he finally does, and everyone laughs at him except Martha, including the teacher.
Yep.
Not yeah, cool. So he just like rages.
He just rages. Oh my god! Like,
sets the place on fire.
Like, hey, Christmas! Yeah.
There's this kid in the background. I notice it every time. He's like, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo!
That's good.
Great choice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And Martha's the only one that's like upset about it. Mm-hmm. And in her interview, she's like, yeah, everyone was so mean to him. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I didn't have a crush on the Grinch. And Cindy's like, I didn't ask you that.
She's like, oh. Girl.
Yeah. So cute. And also think about how he's so little. That's when he, then that day is when he walks up the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, he just leaves.
He's like,
he's a baby.
His mom's behind.
Yeah, literally. He just goes up this mountain all by himself at 8
Look
years old.
Look at the Grinch in the year 2000 having moms.
Right? Honestly. It's amazing.
He was so ahead of everyone else.
Yeah. He was. So progressive. Like swinger mom.
Right.
Like, oh, it's awesome.
Man.
Yeah, that's kind of like his backstory of how he gets to the mountain.
He's just bullied.
How he's there.
Bullied.
Yeah.
He's just bullied into being a bully.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's so sad.
And then I think this is when they have this like town.
Who battalion?
Yeah.
Is that what's called?
Something.
The Hoobalation.
Oh, okay. I wrote Hoobalation, but I was like, what the heck is that? Yeah, it has like that doesn't sound right. Hoobalation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Cindy's talking to her dad. She's like, I think I'm gonna do something crazy today. And her dad's like, well, okay, whatever, ask your mom. Like, just
yeah,
not
he's so preoccupied. Yeah, he's so preoccupied. And everyone's been preoccupied the whole time. No one is really listening to Cindy at all.
Exactly. Even though she's like, hey, I wanna be
She's being the only logical person
exactly.
in all of Whoville.
Uh-huh. And everyone's
and
like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So she says in the middle of this whole Hoobalation.
Because they're like, we have to nominate someone for a cheer master.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess usually it's just like
the mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah. The mayor's like egotistical personality cracked me up so much. Like the way he does it is so funny.
That's so true though. Like the stupid bully kids from school and then like grow up and then they think they're hot shit.
Yep. Absolutely.
Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes you. You're still a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, I guess I'll accept the award, you know? And Cindy's like, I nominate the Grinch. And everyone's like, yeah.
Also, did you notice her little, like, I don't know if it's a hat or a headband?
No, I wrote it. Eggnog hat.
Yes, and the cookies, and it, like, actually moves around.
Yeah, the dad had, like, a punch bowl.
Yeah.
And then Cindy and
the mom had, like,
cups. What's
her
name? I don't remember her name. Betty. Had, like, Betty, yes. Mm-hmm. Betty had cubs of eggnog.
It's so cute.
The and it's like details. Swooshing around.
It swishes around. Mm-hmm. It looks like
it's
a little
spill. Like there's a straw and like a spoon. Yeah. Like it was so cute.
It's so amazing.
And later on, the dad's wearing something that has like plates of food on
it too.
I mean,
it looks like every family is kind of like coordinated with what they're wearing. Yeah. They're all wearing the same thing. Oh, it's so cute.
So cute.
Man.
But yeah, she nominates the Grinch, and the mayor's like, no, we can't do that. And Cindy's like,
Why not?
Yeah, she quotes the book.
He's not even here.
Yeah, she quotes the Who book, whatever it is. Like, I guess it's their constitution. I don't know.
Well.
Yeah. She's like, the cheermeister needs to be someone who deserves it or doesn't, just deserves it or whatever.
Someone who needs it the most.
Yeah. And she's like, I think that's the Grinch. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, you're right. Except the mayor, who's like, making up rules as mm-hmm. he's talking. I'm like, oh, what a politician.
Like, you don't know anything. You're a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they say he's, like, not even there, so he can't, like, be cheermaster because he's not there to accept it.
Yeah.
So Cindy, like, goes up the mountain to get him.
With an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's probably never been invited to anything before.
Right. Exactly. And it's so, this whole part is just, again, it just feels like Jim Carrey improvising, just trying to make Cindy, like, afraid of her, afraid of him. So it's just him just jumping around.
She's, like, yelling in her face.
Like, and I was thinking, it was probably so hilarious for her, that actress, like, as a little girl, to have him just, like, being so, like,
silly.
It's, like, exactly like you're playing with a child. Like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but she had to keep a straight face and be like, are you okay?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not scared of you. Yeah. It's like, yes, you are. You're, like, you know, you're in denial. You're,
right.
It's so good.
So she tells him that he won cheermaster and that he'll get an award.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, wait a second.
That means I'm a winner?
And they're all losers.
Oh, hold up a minute.
Yeah. And then she's like, Martha May will be there.
Yeah, she knows. She knows. She is. She knows.
It's so good. Ugh. So he like, kind of noncommittally, it's like, okay, fine, I'll go. And then when she leaves, it's like, again, just more funny Jim Carrey by himself just being like, what am I going to wear?
Right.
Hey.
Okay. My schedule won't allow it.
My schedule.
Aw, Phoebe, Mom's gonna yell at you.
No. Oh, no.
Mom. Phoebe.
Yeah, we get the whole, like, what will I wear? Yes. Like, and the whole, just fantastic, iconic scenes.
So good.
Like, that's it. I'm not going.
That's it.
I wrote down, schedule and wardrobe malfunctions are relatable.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's when he's looking through his schedule. He's like, self-loathing, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again.
Yes,
like,
no.
Oh, it's so funny. And then he finally goes.
He's like, I'll just show up late.
One quick thing. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I believe I read one time that the scene where he pulls the tablecloth and nothing falls, like, that wasn't supposed to happen. Like, it was supposed to fall.
I read that too.
So he went back and messed it all up.
Yeah. Like, that, I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Anyways, okay, so.
But also, it's still in that part, it's Max who makes him go because he pulls the lever.
Yeah, like, the whole time. The shoe. Yeah. It's Max.
It's Max. You're totally right. I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Max is completely like his conscience.
Like, Max will go along with his like childish games, but deep, like, he knows what he's capable of.
Wow.
A feeling. He sees
that.
It. Like,
yeah.
When
Max
they're just,
is like the true hero of the story.
Oh my god, he is.
Yeah, he's.
Oh. So just as the mayor is about to accept the award, because the Grinch doesn't show up, that's when the Grinch shoots out of the garbage chute and like comes up, and everyone. This part's so funny too. Like the way they all move based on his movements is so good.
Mm-hmm. He's like, boo.
Yes, and they all freak out. It reminds me of, because Sarah said this while she walked by, like, theater. Like, it's so, like,
theatrical. And big.
Like,
and, like,
the way they, like, play off each other, it's so, like, you're watching a theater, like, production. Like,
even the set.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very much like a play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good. So, yeah, he shows up, and they're like, great, so you'll be the cheermaster? Cheermeister? What is it?
Cheermeister. I know, but I didn't want to say anything.
You just say it. Be like, okay. You're wrong.
I feel like this whole time I'm like, jubilation.
That's amazing. No, yeah. Correct me.
Once it gets like halfway through, I like kind of stop paying attention for mostly every movie.
Like all the little details.
It's so hard for me to watch movies now.
Yeah, it's like.
I feel like TV shows have made it hard to like sit through a 2-hour movie. I'm like.
Totally.
It's hard.
I totally see that.
I get sleepy.
What, see that I'm not paying attention?
No. I mean, I relate to you. Like, I can be the same way. Like, I can see you really slacking. Like,
there goes
that's
the smell.
When, like, usually my, like, first half of the notes are a lot, and then it gets, like, I'm like, I didn't.
I'm like, haha, this is good. Yeah. So they start doing like all this like.
He gets the sweater.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want that sweater.
I know.
It's such a cute sweater. Yeah. He has a family reunion with his moms. Yeah. And they're like, he's like, you two are still living. Like, it is so funny.
And then he has to like ride in this like the chair of cheer.
I love that part because he's like, it's too much, too soon. Yeah. I'm not ready. You know?
So and he looks to Cindy Lou and he's like, you didn't tell me about the chair of cheer.
Yeah, she's like, please, Mr. Grinch. Oh, and also during this part, I wrote down that the mayor is giving Stanley Tucci in the Hunger Games, like, you know, whatever his name was, the like guy on the TV show, like he had the same energy to me. Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
What was his name? That's going to drive me crazy.
No. Is it something with a, like, I want to say Cinna, but I know it's not Cinna, but no, I thought it was something Cinna's with a her, C. Like,
that was Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. Guy.
Yes. Right, but I mean, is it character. Something
My
with
first
an
thought
S?
Was Finnick, but that's completely right, incorrect. Right.
Like, doesn't matter. It literally does not matter. But it was, he was giving me that energy. Like, I was like, oh my God, this like egotistical laughing for the performance so everyone likes him. Like, right. It just reminded me of Stanley Tucci in that movie.
And kind of like, he's pretending to be support. There's like a sinister.
Right, exactly. Even though he's all like
behind
cheerful.
Like, this is going to end up, you know, this is going to be a disaster. Yeah. And I'm going to show them all that I was right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just, Caesar Flickerman.
Okay, I knew it was Caesar. Like a C. I was like, it's not Cinna, but it's like something like that. Caesar. That's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. Does not matter. But I kept thinking about him every time the mayor was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then he's doing like. He tries. They have like a pudding contest and a fudge contest and like all this stuff.
Yeah, I feel like throughout this, he's like kind of.
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah, he's enjoying it. Mm-hmm. He's like feeling a part of everything. Yeah. You know, and everyone's like cheering him on and like enjoying him
he's
as well.
It.
Right. Yeah. He feels like he belongs there. Like everyone's treating him well. It's so nice. And then he's doing the like race in the bag, whatever that's called. I don't know what that kind
it's
of
like a potato sack.
Potato
race,
sack, yeah, I whatever. Guess. He like knocks over the kids. It's funny. He's like, no kid can beat the Grinch.
Right, he does not care. One of my favorite scenes in the entire movie is when he's doing like the pudding tasting, and people are just like shoving spoonfuls of pudding in his mouth. But the very last person to do it is like this guy. He's like dressed like a scientist, and he's like, "This is not pudding." Oh. And then the Grinch spits it out, and he goes, "Then what is it?" It's like such a small detail, but I love it.
That's
so much.
So good, yeah.
Because he's like, "What are you? It's not pudding. Like this is a pudding cook-off. Like what are you doing?"
And then by the end, he's not fighting at all. Like like when we get to the fudge, he's like, "Do it. Give me everything you got." You know?
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then we get to the like last part of it. It's like a gift exchange.
Right.
And the mayor gives him a razor as a gag.
The second he opens the present and it's that razor, I'm just like, that is so rude.
This is like everything's like, about you're to shift.
That's what I'm saying. He knew the whole time. Like, oh, yeah. If we make it that far, like I'm about to screw this up for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He knew.
It's terrible. He's laughing it off.
Like he had it ready. Times. He had to go buy that.
He had to go buy it and package it.
Yeah. Or send his little guy to do it.
Yeah, true. What a jerk. So he opens it and then everything gets all messed up. He's just like super angry and he starts throwing a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, of course, it's always about the gifts. Like, gifts. Look at what it. What even is this Christmas? Is
yeah, this isn't what Martha wrong. Gets a car or something? What is
Martha
the car?
Gets engagement?
Yeah, the mayor proposes, and then he's like, "You also get this brand new car
if you accept."
Right?
You
know. It's like what?
She's like, these bribing gifts her. Are dazzling, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the ring is huge. Mm-hmm.
And then the Grinch is just like he scratches pissed. Up the car.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He sets the Christmas tree on fire.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's not having it. He storms off. He goes. He steals a car, a little car. Riding on a little car.
Yeah.
And that fine reaction by me.
Oh yeah.
100%. No, he's not wrong. Justified. He's not wrong about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, like, all your you know where your presents end up? In your garbage.
Yeah,
like
they come
I
to
get
me.
Them. Yeah.
Oh man. It's very like introspective. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there like, wow, this is deep. This is a deep movie.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the little car I'm pretty sure that was a toy. Like when the movie came out, it was a little car with like a little, like a bigger Grinch, and it was like a motorized toy that had like a.
That's so cute.
Like a, you could, you could play with. Anyways,
I picture it like one of those like cars that you'd like wind up by like
pulling it back.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Just like letting it go. And totally. That would be such a fun little toy.
I think it was like
a
remote control situation. I think. I'm sure it was a big toy that you got for Christmas.
That's so cute.
It makes me want to go to Universal and go to like the little Whoville section.
No, and you can meet him. The actor at the park is like so good. Like he acts like
really
the Grinch.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So cool.
I would love to do that. Yeah. I would love to meet the Grinch.
Add it to the list. Mm-hmm.
So now he like goes back up to the mountain and he's like, I'm gonna ruin their Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
Everyone's
dare they
mad
get
at
to have
Cindy.
A good time.
Oh yeah. Cool. When it's like it's the mayor's fault.
It's the mayor's
fault. Like
the
it's
mayor,
not Cindy's fault at
all.
Like,
and the mayor's like, I'm so disappointed in you and your family, you know? And Cindy's
so
like, I just wanted everyone to be together for Christmas.
Broke my heart.
Ouch. So cute. It's so sad.
Then we get the amazing musical number of You're a Mean One.
So good. Mm-hmm. It's so Jim Carrey. Like, mm-hmm. every voice he does, I'm like, I feel like I've seen you do this voice in a different movie.
Right.
Like, it's so good.
He was also on, like, a sketch comedy show, like SNL, but it was called
In Living Color.
In Living Color. So, like this was the perfect, like, just so good at it.
So good.
He's so good at it.
At this point, I was like, it kind of, I mean, I'm sure there's a method to every movie, of course, mm-hmm. but definitely is, like, Act 1 and Act 2. We're like up to the hubilation.
Nailed it.
Hubilation?
yeah.
Up to the hubilation is like Act 1.
Yeah.
And like the second, he's like, oh no, fuck this. Mm-hmm. Like everything after is Act 2. It feels like two different movies.
It does. It does definitely
like
feel a shift.
The whole first half is like leading up to him, like, oh, like come have Christmas with us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the second half is like, oh. I'm gonna destroy everything.
Yes.
It's like he's finally doing something that they've all like accused him of doing.
Yeah, he's like, you want me to be the bad guy? I'll be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But no, that scene is so good. And again, he makes that sleigh like so creative. Like
so creative.
What the heck? Out of trash.
Right. Out of trash.
They're trash.
They're trash. Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. Oh man. Yep. So he decides to steal Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I loved the scene with Max when he's like, oh, I need a reindeer.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, the director, like,
yeah. I was wondering if that was like an impression of Ron Howard,
maybe.
I don't know, but that'd be funny. I was just I wonder if that's
Presley got a little last Christmas. Presley got her bark box and it was the Grinch themed because I think there was another Grinch movie last I don't know, I feel like there was a recent Grinch movie. I don't think it was the 2018 one.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. But they were, like, doing it because of the new movie. Mm-hmm. And then they sent her, like, a little headband to, like, put around her head with a little antler on the top. It was so cute.
That is so cute.
And he, in that scene, he put on a hat. And it said that it was, like, a military hat. It said the USS, like, who something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, all a veteran hat or something.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, wondering, the hat seems so specific. Like, is that an impression of someone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Anyways. So then we get this montage of him stealing Christmas. Like, stealing everything.
Yeah.
All the Christmas trees, all the presents, everything. Mm-hmm. The sugar plums that dance in their heads. Like, it's so good. So good. And at one point, there's a fish bowl that comes through. And it looked like the fish from Cat in the Hat. Like, did you feel like?
I saw the fish.
Yeah.
I haven't, again, I haven't seen that. Yeah. I've read the book, obviously, but... I wonder.
That's immediately what my brain, I was like, oh, it's that.
Interesting.
I don't know which one came first.
I wonder if there were more little, like, not more, we don't know, but I wonder if there were Easter eggs in there, like, from other stories.
Yeah.
I know they said when one of the things that the lady said she didn't want, they wanted, like, a Cat in the Hat head, like, on the wall, kind of like how, like, people have moose heads and stuff.
Oh,
my God.
They wanted, like, a head of the Cat in the Hat on his wall.
No, that's it. That's a little...
And they were like, she was like, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, I get them trying to just, like...
Yeah.
Like, again, Easter eggs, but that seems a little weird that it's, like, a dead Cat in the Hat.
I feel like they probably came up with some weird stuff. Yeah. Because like, this movie is kind of weird. Like, couple of times, you know... During it, I was like, this is so, like, it's kind of, even the way it's shot, like, everything is so wonky and, like, off.
Was it Sarah that was like, is this, like, I feel like this is on drugs
exactly,
or something?
Exactly, yeah. Everything is just sort of like in a Dutch angle. Like everything is kind of sideways. Yeah. Like it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's cool. It kind of makes you feel like, ah, like.
This scene of him stealing Christmas is, it reminded me most of the animated original. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the scenes were very similar, if not exactly the same. Like in this one, it says like a speck of like a crumb, like not even a mouse. Mm-hmm. And he takes the mouse. I'm pretty sure in the animated one, he takes the crumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
he forgot
something, yeah. And he takes the crumb, and all you see is his hand taking it. So it's like I like little things like that.
Oh, that makes me want to watch like the animated.
I know.
One.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's been so long. I don't remember it very
well. It was always one of those ones that would just like play on TV during like the 24 days of Christmas that they would have on TV.
Yeah.
It makes me nostalgic for like being a kid.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever watched the full thing. I think the most I've seen of it is when Kevin is watching it in Home Alone. There's a scene of him sitting on the couch and he's watching The Grinch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's the part where he like takes the star off the tree and he's like underneath the carpet.
Yeah, he's like that's slithering the most like a snake under the carpet, which they do that in this movie too.
Right,
yeah.
They do. You're right.
And again, it all looks so good and practical.
It looks so good, yeah.
So much. Don't know how they did it.
Cutting a hole in the floor where the tree falls. I'm like, how did they even do that? It looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh. So he takes everyone's presents.
Mm-hmm.
He takes them up the mountain, and he's going to push it off.
Oh, we do get a scene
with Cindy. Him and Cindy too. Oh, yeah, when he's stealing Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And she tells him, because she thinks he's Santa, and she says, hey, Santa, don't forget about the Grinch. Like, I know people don't like him, but I think he's really nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like in that moment, his heart grew a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't. You can see him, like, pause, and he's like.
Yeah.
He, like, kind of putters, and he flicks an ornament. He's like, really? Like, what? So cute.
Who, me?
Oh, and she asks, what's the meaning of Christmas? And he says, presents. And she's like, I was afraid of that.
Yeah.
Aw.
What a sweet kid. Mm-hmm. So wise. Yeah, and so he's like, sweet kid, bad judge of character. Yeah.
He had a moment and then he went right back to it.
Then he's on the mountain, and he's like, gonna throw all the presents over the mountain.
And then everyone wakes up and nothing's there.
They're upset.
So then they blame Cindy.
Yeah, the mayor just is like,
a not to be taken seriously little girl.
Like you ruined Christmas. Yeah. This is your fault.
He's like, I hope you're proud of yourself.
Right.
And then the dad is like, if she's not proud, I am. I know. And I was like, yes, dad.
I was sitting there. I didn't remember him standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost said out loud, I was like, where are her parents?
Yeah. Totally.
So I'm happy that Lou stood up for her.
And he's like, she's been trying to talk to me and she's right. She's been right the whole time. Mm-hmm. This is not
like presents are not what Christmas is about.
Mm-hmm. It's like I could just need my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the mayor is super pissy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all kind of come. They're in agreement. They're like, that's Christmas is just about friendship and family and all this stuff. So they start singing and the Grinch hears it from the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
What the heck is going on?
I stole Christmas. Like, how are they still cheerful?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, maybe Christmas isn't bought from a store. Maybe it's not about the presents. And then it's like he starts freaking out because his heartbeat, his heart starts beating. Oh, it's so good. It's like, I'm feeling.
Yes.
Like,
it's so good. Yeah.
And then Cindy goes back up the mountain to, like, tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's just freaking out. Like, I'm leaking. And he's like, I love you, Max. And Max is so happy that he finally is, like, come to himself.
I knew you had it in you the whole time.
Oh, it's so good. So cute. And then...
Sleigh starts falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like had a change of heart now.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, no.
I don't want
to. I want to save the presents.
Right.
But then it's too much. It's just too much weight. He's like, it's huge. Whatever.
Yeah.
But then Cindy is on the sleigh and he's like, Mr. Grinch. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I came to see you. No one should be alone on Christmas.
Cindy Lugo.
I know. God. It's so sweet.
Oh, and then he just like finds the strength within him and lifts the whole thing. He's like, I got you, Cindy Lou.
I know. Straight over his head.
Oh yeah.
And so Max good. Is on the side like jumping for joy. Yeah. I noticed that.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they zoom down the mountain. Mm-hmm. They're like, we gotta get these presents back to Whoville, and they make it down there. And
he says the powder's bitching.
Oh yes, it's so good.
The sun's out and the powder's bitching.
Right. Oh god.
Amazing.
Yes. And then he like offers himself up to be arrested. He's like, I stole it all. I did it. Mm-hmm. And then
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Wow, the title of the movie.
And the mayor's like, did you hear him? He just admitted it. And the police officer's like, I did hear him. He said he was sorry. And then Martha May is there, and she's like, I have something to say too. Like, I don't want to get married. Like, here's your ring back. And he's like, she's like, my heart belongs to someone else. And the Grinch like looks behind him. He's like, me?
Me?
What? Yeah. It's good.
And then everyone starts singing.
Yeah. I don't know what song is. What's the song at the end?
They're looking at me.
You know it.
Forest, Ahudores, welcome Christmas. That's all I know.
Perfect.
But I love that the Grinch, like, he doesn't know the words.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, doo-dee-da-doo-da-da.
Christmas.
Cheers. I love it. It's just like it's a very good detail.
Oh, God. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we zoom out, and it's all, the whole thing is happening on a snowflake.
I know. Mm-hmm. And they have the feast at his, he invites everyone over to have.
Oh, yeah, I loved that.
The feast at his house.
Yeah.
At his place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww. What a wholesome movie.
I loved it. I mean, I have always loved this movie. Yeah.
I don't think I've watched that movie in a very long time.
Really?
Like, I know, like, the iconic scenes,
but
I don't think I've actually sat down to watch the whole thing.
Man, I'm so glad you did it with us.
I know. When my brother and I got the DVD, finally, I don't know. I don't think it was Christmas, but we would watch it every day after school. Oh, every single day.
That's so cute.
That's why you can quote it.
I know. Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. And now we try to watch it if we're together, at, you know, on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do not watch it until Christmas Eve because I'm like, it's our tradition.
Aww.
But now I'm kind of like, meh.
Mm-hmm. You shared the tradition with us this time.
Oh, yay. I'm so honored.
And I'll watch it again.
Yes, just watch it. Keep watching it all month.
Ooh. Are we ready to rate this?
Let's rate it.
I'm so excited.
Ooh.
I mean, I've... okay. I have a very...
This is going to be mega.
This
five,
is going to be...
Five,
yeah.
Five.
Yeah, I feel like this movie... I didn't...
Like, nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's so good.
I mean, it was the highest grossing holiday movie for a reason.
All right. Plot.
What a good plot.
I mean, it's classic. It's a classic book for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's a classic movie for a reason. Mm-hmm.
It's been remade so many times for a reason.
And successfully remade
it's
multiple times.
Heartwarming, family vow, like morally just like sweet with the meaning of the holiday season, just being with people you love. Like, it's just it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's great.
And this one adds some, like, the animated one isn't long. Like, this one adds a little bit of backstory and stuff, which is
and
nice.
And isn't in the, like, animated one and the book, like, Cindy Lou Who isn't, like, that big of a character. Like, she's there. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I read that they wanted to make her more, like, give her more.
You're probably right. Yeah, it's been so long since I've, like, read the book or seen the original movies. I can picture her little animated.
Yeah, I can,
she's
like,
so cute.
Picture it, too.
But I don't remember, like, how big of a role
it'd
she had.
It'd be a good one
it.
To read during Christmas time.
It would take, like, 2 seconds. It's very, very short.
You
can
go to the bookstore and just sit there and read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I mean, I feel like it's pretty perfect. Is it a five?
Mine's a five. I can't.
What could we even say that was wrong with it? Nothing.
The fashion.
A plus.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
I can't.
It's
so good.
So good. So well executed.
Like, I'm like, oh, I want to be like, we should dress like a Who for Halloween.
Yeah.
But we should dress for, like, a Who for Christmas.
For every all
day.
The time.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the ABC hair, the eggnog, and the hats.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's like in Nightmare Before Christmas, how like in Christmastown, like it's Christmas all the time? Do you think it's like that for Whoville as well? Like living on the snowflake?
Well, they have a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And
so does Christmastown.
Yeah, so I feel like they're just... Yeah, like, I think you're right.
Festive and cheerful all
they're
year.
They're just preparing
like
all, to all year.
Yeah.
Because in Nightmare, Halloween happens and the mayor comes over to Jack and is like, we have 360 whatever days to plan next year's Halloween. Yep. And Jack's like, bleh.
I wonder if it's that way for Whoville.
I bet it is.
Maybe that's why Cindy's so sick of it.
Maybe. Honestly.
Fashion. So.
Five. I mean, I feel like it would be a sin to make it any lower than
amazing.
Five. Like,
this is going to be.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be y'all's best rated movie.
Our first 5 out of 5.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Maybe.
Music soundtrack.
I looked it up in my notes. So the Swingers, well, the Christmas Eve party. A song was playing and I wrote Smash Mouth? ? And I looked it up and I was right.
It's Smash Mouth?
It was Smash Mouth. I don't remember the words to the song, but... it was definitely Smash Mouth.
Then who did the credits song?
Faith Hill.
Oh.
Did the Where Are You Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. And then we have Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
Like.
It's so cute. And then Jim Carrey. And I loved the song, Christmas is going to the dogs.
Yeah.
Max is like, it's like the Grinch has left. And so he finally gets to celebrate Christmas. Aww. It is so freaking cute.
Yeah, it's real. I mean.
Is it a 5?
I don't know. Is it a 5?
I don't think it's a 5.
I feel like there's not enough
music it's not enough.
In it. I would have liked more. I mean, there's the score, obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder who did the score. Yeah, I wish there was more.
Yeah, the score didn't really like stand out too much to me. Like, I don't really remember a whole lot of
I liked in the beginning.
James Horner did the score.
I'm not familiar. Not that I know a bunch of composers, but I'm not that doesn't jump out to me. I loved at the beginning. When we were like first getting into Whoville, it was like, Where Are You Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did the score for Titanic.
What?
How dare I? I'm embarrassed.
Oh my God.
Avatar.
Well, okay.
Troy.
I'll let that one
Aliens,
slide.
Aliens. Braveheart.
That's like a huge resume.
Oh, wow. Okay. Heck? Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, I'm not going to give it to him just for that.
No. Of course not.
Just for his credits. But good on him.
Yeah.
The way. An American Tale.
Fievel.
Hocus Pocus 2. Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
What?
The music in Don't Worry, Darling, off topic, was so good.
He did, or Spider-Man No Way Home. The Come From Away movie. That's a Broadway musical.
And it's
That's
so,
really good.
It's so good.
Obviously.
Amazing.
Yeah. A very talented
I am
person.
Embarrassed that I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
God, Megan.
I know. Well, I like to know everything about everyone, every movie I watch.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm sure the score was great. I just honestly didn't pay attention that much. That's on me. That's on me, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think I felt the same. I'm sure it was good. It's just nothing. Like, I wasn't paying attention. Like, it just didn't stand out to me.
That happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. There was music there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nothing against anyone. I'm just like so focused on the dialogue and what I'm seeing visually like, that I kind of forget to listen to the music.
I don't know. Maybe like a 4 since.
Yeah. We'll do a 4.
There were things that stood out, but like.
But not a whole lot. Yeah.
The jokes.
A+.
A+.
100%.
What is like, the deal?
Iconic.
Yeah, so
I just
good.
Can't. There's no
forever quoted. Always.
Oh yeah.
My whole life, almost. Me and my brother just constantly.
I love that. I love movies like that where you just
things will happen during the day that have nothing to do with the Grinch, and I'll just think of the Grinch. Like,
yeah.
Someone will say a specific word, and I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
I'm like secretly laughing because I'm like, ah, it's the Grinch.
Yeah, totally. I think that's that'd be a 5.
It has to be. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Okay, rewatchability.
I'm
so
biased.
This is kind of hard. Well, I mean, I know you can probably watch it all the time, all year.
I watched it every day after school for I don't know how long. We'd be like, you ready for the Grinch? Like, yeah.
But it is like a holiday movie, you know?
It's different.
that's hard because you rewatch every holiday movie. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, I watch it maybe once a year.
Right.
Right.
Oh, that's tough. Because
mm-hmm. like thinking of other holiday movies, I don't see myself like watching them. Like mm-hmm. unless it's like for Christmas. Like,
but for the holidays, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all rewatchable. That's insane. I've never thought about that.
Yeah. Because it's like, what? It's such a unique thing mm-hmm. to every single year watch the same movies. It's got to be a good movie.
Same with like Christmas songs and like mm-hmm. certain artists. I'm sure they're like, only time they're listened to is during like select months. Mm-hmm. If you looked at their like Spotify stats.
Yeah. They get like a big jump mm-hmm. or like a check in the mail. Yeah. Like at the beginning of every year.
November 1st.
Like, December.
Yeah. Even Halloween, like
same that too.
Totally. I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, it is super rewatchable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm taking myself
out of this one because you know my answer, so fine.
Yeah. Is this isn't on your list of rewatch every year during Christmas?
Mm-mm. I mean, yeah, you said you haven't watched it.
Haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I really like it, but it's not on mine either.
But it's okay.
Well, I mean, what are your top holiday movies?
Home Alone, mm-hmm. Elf, and I mean, those are the ones.
I would say I would also, if I had to like, okay, we're going to watch these Christmas movies, like pick one, which one do you want to watch? I would probably put Elf first and then like Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Grinch towards the bottom of like holiday movies for me.
Me too.
What about you, Megan? Well, would you put Grinch at the top?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good answer.
It's such a good movie, and mm-hmm. it just like it means a lot to me, even outside of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I love Elf. I love Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. I like Home Alone 1 and 3, which is super weird.
Oh, I don't think I've seen
3. Is 3 the one with a different kid?
It's a different kid, but we had it on DVD growing up, so it just like it's super. It's just one of those things.
Is that the one? His name is Alex.
Yes. His name's Alex. He has a mouse named Doris.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Very cute. Yeah. I mean, I'd probably watch Lost in New York before I watched the first one.
Really?
I don't know. Okay. I love New York. I just like he's in the hotel room and he's like, 2 scoops. I'm not driving. Yeah. Or whatever. I don't know. Whatever he says. He like jumps in the pool and is like, trunks fall off because they're too big. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
I feel like first and second are tied for me.
They're so good.
Those are the only important ones.
The Santa Claus. I really liked the Santa Claus, too. Gasped.
I love Santa Claus.
We were just
talking about Bernard this morning, and I was like, I really hope he's in the new Santa Claus show.
Yeah, I really hope so, too.
He is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good. Oh, yes. Good. Oh, my God.
Yes. I am excited to watch the show.
Mm.
I would say, like, a 3.7 for rewatchability.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I mean, I can't.
Yeah. I'll say that feels right to me. I'll do 3.7.
Okay. Like it's in the middle, it's but higher like than higher average. Than average. Yeah.
That's a higher score than I thought you would give it. So I'm.
Well, I wanted
happy.
To say 3, but I was like, I'll give it to them a little bit.
You so just looked at my face, and you were like, "Oh, Megan's so
Don't
sad.
Don't break her heart."
The chemistry. I thought everything was great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Even Max.
Oh, yeah. Even Max.
Yeah.
And him and Cindy. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Even, with, like, from what has been said about what happened on set, like, I don't think it looked like it affected their performances at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And, like, the main thing is, like, him and Cindy.
Right.
And I thought they were great together.
Yeah. They were a good duo. Yeah.
I always love when it's, like, it's definitely like that grumpy like sunshine thing.
Uh-huh,
like
it really is. Yeah.
Like Up, like Carl and Russell.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
like that.
Basically the same thing.
An old person and they're like just a happy little young person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'd do like a 4 or 4.5. Like that's where my head is. Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't
thinking,
like,
Megan.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought of another holiday movie. It's A Wonderful Life. I watch that one every year too.
Oh, yeah, that one's
never
so good.
Seen it.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
I don't
it's
even know what good. It's about.
It's like my parents'
I'm
favorite
sure it's
movie
about
ever.
Christmas. Mm-hmm.
The beginning is so depressing. Like, it's very sad.
What's
it's
that sad. Other one that everyone likes where it's like, I think, isn't there like an airport scene?
Oh, are you thinking of
Love Actually?
Love Actually.
Isn't that very good? Movie? Yeah, I watched that one too.
I've never seen that one either.
I like Christmas with the Cranks, another Tim Allen.
Yep, Christmas with the Cranks. It's so funny. Is good.
I think I
Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Lampoons. That one, like, I never like loved it or anything, but that one is fun to watch. Mm.
I mean, I love the old stop motion, like Rudolph. I love Santa Claus is coming to town, and it has gives like a backstory to Santa Claus.
Totally. I love that.
And there's
one.
Like Heatmeister.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Year Without Santa.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
I've never seen any Charlie Brown.
Oh, Charlie
Brown. Like
so
period
good.
Ever. Rachel. Like none. I know. I just watched The Year Without Santa like recently for the first time.
Okay,
that's Sam's favorite. Okay, I've never seen it before. So. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what do we say? Four and a half?
I'll say 4.5. Cringe to cute scale. There was nothing cringy.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Mm-mm.
I always hated when he's a kid and he's like making Martha May's little tree topper. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "The fires of love." And he's like, "Oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas." I was just like, who are you talking to? I don't know. I just always didn't really like that part. But I wouldn't say it's cringe. It's just more like
I love personal that's preference. So specific. Like, that's only someone who's seen a movie a million times.
It's like, that's the only grief I have.
You're just like, okay.
God. And then that other part where he's sitting in the car and it, like, the engine revs and he's like, "That feels good."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, but it's not cringy. It was
no,
just like
the
what? Joke went a well, I mean, step it, farther
the
than
same
my
with like
zone.
When Martha is like putting the lights on the house and the machine is like shaking her.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It looks
like
she's
very
like,
suggestive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like those kind of underlying adults.
Yeah, yeah.
But not cringe.
But not
just
cringe.
Like,
yeah. That's the wrong.
It's more
word.
Just like a. Preference.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The fires a little.
I'm like, ugh. I like felt it coming when we were watching it and I was just like, here we go. I wonder what they're thinking. And nobody said anything.
I was like, oh God.
But yeah, it's only because I've seen it so many times.
Oh my God.
I think my favorite scenes in the movie are the one when he's like in school. Just because I think they're so cute.
So cute. Little Grinch is so cute.
I like when the Grinch is like happy. Mm-hmm. Like when I like when he's conflicted about going or not going or what to wear. Because he like he wants to
he
go.
Wants to, yeah.
And then when he is Cheermeister, he is having such a good time and it made me happy. I like Cheermeister Grinch with a heart. It just makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Anything with Cindy, just the whole thing. I like the whole thing.
Yeah. Every scene is my favorite scene. Except the fires
Except
of love.
Fires of love. It's just like maybe it's the way it's delivered. I mean, no.
Yeah.
It's
no, totally.
Like, oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas. It's just like so dramatic.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the kid like did it and they're like, okay, we need it more extra.
Yeah,
do it more.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He was probably like, this is not gonna be great. Someone out there who's seen this 1,000 times isn't gonna like this.
Oh my God.
Okay, I put 5.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
cute.
That's good.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I can't believe I can't think of more like Christmas movies. Like I watched,
I mean,
so
there's
many
25 days
during
of Christmas
the time. I know, and I'm like, now that I'm actually sitting, I mean, there's a Polar Express.
Oh,
but that's not my vibe.
I'm not.
I never liked
Polar Express.
No, the animation. I mean, love Tom Hanks, but the animation is so weird.
It's very weird.
That was the one movie that they would always play at school. Mm. And it was like, oh, Christmas break is coming up. Like, we're not going to do anything, so we're just going to play Polar Express. Mm-hmm. In every class period. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Yeah, I just remembered the Muppets Christmas Carol.
I've never seen that.
I love the Muppets.
Oh, yeah, it's also so just like a Christmas Carol.
So good.
Yeah,
it's so good. Or The Holiday.
The Holiday. That's,
I haven't seen that.
You know, I had like a love-hate relationship with that
one.
Because for some reason, I think it's specifically Jack Black. Like, I love Jack Black.
Yeah.
But seeing him in
a rom-com.
I feel
like I've heard that from someone else too. Where
it just
like, yeah.
Like, I just couldn't get into it. I don't know.
I liked it. I think he was charming.
Yeah. But yeah, Home Alone is definitely number one. Home Alone is probably my Grinch, where like my whole family can just quote it off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like every single day.
I know that I've brought this up before, but Unaccompanied Minors. Mm. I always loved that movie. Do you know what I'm talking about? Does anyone
are
know
they at an
about?
Airport? Oh.
Yes. All these kids are stuck in an airport on like Christmas Eve.
That's cute.
So they're just like running around causing mischief and like trying to get back to their families.
Mm.
But it's really good.
I feel like I remember the movie trailer, but I feel like I've never seen the movie.
You know what movie like that where I always saw the trailer on my VHS tapes, but I never watched. The one with Michael Keaton, the snowman one, Jack Frost.
I just talked about that. Oh, I remember going to see that in the theater, and I haven't seen it in a long time, but like looking, Jingle All the Way. I just saw that one. That was so good. Looking back, like at what I remember of it, I'm like, wow, that's kind of creepy because the dad dies and he like comes back as this snowman and he like hangs out with his son.
That's like dark.
But I just remember that I went to go see the movie and there was a Hanson song in it and I love Hanson.
Oh.
And their Christmas album is very good. Hanson snowed in. Everybody listen. Okay. It's so, so good. And I was just so excited that Hanson was on the soundtrack. Mm. I was like, oh my God, this is the best movie ever.
Wow. Okay. But
it's not.
Well, all right.
Under Christmas adventure movies, there's Deadpool.
What the hell?
The Grinch Stole Christmas, a 4.6.
4.6. That feels right. That feels right. Yes. It's so good.
Which is our highest. No, wait. That's tied with Halloween Town. You see how we feel about holiday movies?
Holiday movies. We're fans. Yes. Dang.
It's so funny, too, because Halloween Town was like a Disney, like a DCOM, low budget.
Right.
They use like the same people to do several different things, like different parts.
And this is and like, this a was, like a
studio, Universal, directed by Ron Howard.
$300 million. Like,
Jim Carrey's the star. But I just like nostalgia plays such a huge part.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah.
It's hard to set that aside when like watching stuff like this or telling people, like, oh my God, this movie is so good. You'll love it. And then they watch it and they're like, that was terrible.
Totally. And it's like, that makes it, I feel like that also makes it hard to find, because you rewatch the same ones that you've always loved. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to find ones that are new because that element of nostalgia is taken away. Like, you know? So it's rare when I see a new Christmas movie where I'm like, I loved that.
Because it's not like we're watching like a new Christmas movie and then watching it every year. And then when we're like 50, we're like, wow, that's nostalgic. Exactly. When it's like,
I mean,
we're
just
watching the same ones we've watched since we were like 10.
And they make new ones every year.
Right. Yeah. And the only one that has stuck though is the series Dash and Lily. Like,
actually,
I love that.
That's like that. I've watched last Christmas and I'm going to watch this Christmas again. Oh, like, it hits.
There's a really good one on Netflix called Klaus.
Yes, I've seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Okay.
You've seen it, but
I
haven't.
You've seen it
on Netflix. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it.
Not work. I got you. I apologize.
I have scrolled past it.
Yes. I watched that, and I was amazed at how good it was.
Okay.
Because I feel like going into a Christmas movie, there's always like a cheese factor. I feel like if it doesn't have the nostalgia, like if you're not connected to it. It was so good.
That's good to know.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Rise of the Guardians. That's
I was
going to
say,
one.
I was like, is that count as a Christmas movie? Because Rise of the Guardians is really good.
I kind of feel like that about Frozen. Like, I like to watch
it.
It's
icy.
It's cold and snowy.
It's wintertime. Even though it's not. It's summertime.
Right. But Frozen 2.
Yeah. I mean, they play it on the 25 days of Christmas.
It's got Christmas energy. Yeah. You know?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays.
Thank you for joining us, Megan. Happy that was holidays. So
yes.
fun.
Oh,
we have to have you
fun.
Back again.
Anytime. That was really fun.
Just like every episode.
Yeah. Yes, please. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 Hey, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can get updates on all our new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeomgpodcast.
We also want to thank Mic Tech for providing us with these microphones and headphones and supporting us on our podcast journey.
Podcast theme song by Sam Skorik.
See you next time. Bye.